Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article was published on the 16th of July. Mesa man allegedly shoots, kills wife during breakup argument, officials say. A Mesa man was arrested after he allegedly shot and killed his wife during an argument about ending their marriage on Tuesday. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Wilson Alexander Vaughn, 29, faces a first-degree murder charge in the death of his wife. The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office dispatch received a call on Tuesday around 6 p.m. from a man who said he killed his wife. When deputies tried to call him back, it went straight to voicemail. Dispatch traced the call to an address on East Emilita Avenue in Mesa. When deputies arrived, they found a man later identified as Vaughn standing outside in front of the home. He quote unquote spontaneously stated he had shot and killed his wife. Court documents say Vaughn was arrested. Deputies say they found a woman, later identified as Vaughn's wife, dead from a gunshot wound inside the home. She was identified by her mother. Vaughn allegedly told investigators he and his wife had been arguing because she wanted to end the marriage. And that is when he grabbed his rifle from the bedroom and shot her 3 times. Vaughn stated that he shot his wife because he could not live with the thought of his wife being with someone else besides him, court documents allege. Now, that is a very leading statement. Why? Because if someone were to read that, they would instantly go back to what women love to say. Oh, he was insecure. He was controlling, blah, blah, blah. No, this guy did not want to face the possibility of being divorce raped to kingdom come. Vaughn also told investigators he called his family members and told them he killed his wife before calling 911. Investigators said his wife's mother reportedly confirmed he had called her. Well, well, well. Now let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. 10, method of execution. He used a burner, so I got to go with the standard 5. Psychological impact. I'm going to give this one a 10. Because he actually called everybody and said, hey, I did this. She wanted out of this marriage, so I gave her her out. I'm going in the cage. She's going in the body bag. And for the brutality factor, it says he shot her multiple times, but then they say he only hit her once. So I'm going to go with a 5 on that one. So Mr. Vaughn gets a score of 30. Here we go. Yet again, the family and divorce court has more blood on its hands. Why? Well, if divorce was not such a horrid deal for men, there'd be less men putting on the mask. More men would walk away from marriage if the divorce laws were actually reformed to where it will be just a, you know what, you don't want to be here anymore. Okay, sign this paper and leave. This is no longer ye olden days. Women are able to work. Wait a minute. I almost forgot. Winter is coming. Oh, I do remember that. Now, Kevin Samuels did say something in another one of his videos that I would agree with at this particular point, but women will not heed this. Any woman now, with what's coming, that has a decent man is a fool to leave him. But as we all know, women don't think that far ahead. Now, going back to his statement about him not wanting to think about her being with another man. Now, once again, that is a very leading statement. Could be she had another bull in the ring, and he might have found out about it. But either way, she decided, I'm not happy. So he said, oh, okay. Well, guess what? The only way you're getting out of this marriage is till death do we part. So since you want to part, I'm going to go ahead and deal you that death blow. Hey, it is what it is. Like I said, if marriage was actually, or excuse me, if divorce was actually a more civil thing, yeah, more men would leave their wives. But unfortunately, the way it is now, men are kept prisoner in marriage. But hey, a lot of blue pill married men are waking up. And I'm actually starting to see that out here in California. They may not be going to the extremes of putting on the mask, but a lot of these guys are saying, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go ahead and stand my ground. And it's wonderful. There are more RPMs being created every day. I'm seeing it and I'm loving it. But with that being said, ladies, understand and understand this well. The power is getting ready to go out for a lot of you. Feminism, these antiquated, archaic divorce laws that keep men enslaved to you are going to go out right along with it. Why? Because more and more married men are waking up, they're realizing the situation, and they're telling the younger men not to make the mistake that they did. Even if a man got married when there was a good time for marriage, he's still saying, don't do it to younger men. And guess what? More and more younger men are listening. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.